Hey, this is Mike with Mike in the Field. This is a brand new music podcast. This is our 7th episode, and today we're going to do a sequel, I guess, to the Gear episode, which was episode 4, per request of our dear friend Meat Nuts. That's right, Meat Nuts left us a comment on episode 4 that he really wanted to hear about more gear, specifically pedals that I use. And I know exactly who Meat Nuts is. His name's Ryan Bernier. We used to play in a band together. And the reason why I know Meat Nuts is Ryan Bernier is because, funny road story, we were going to New York, I believe, to play a show. And we stopped at some 7-Eleven or highway gas station to acquire some snacks. And we were looking at some sunflower seeds, and the title, or the, you know, what they called these sunflower seeds were nut meats. Now, yeah, nut meats. Do you guys eat nut meats? I certainly do, pretty much every day. They're healthy, good for you. Never heard that term until we happened upon this 7-Eleven. So anyways, do you have any fun road stories or snacks that you've discovered on the road with curious names? So we're going to get into this discussion about gear. I'm going to make it semi-brief, I think, because the last episode was like 6 hours. Oh, you just heard something. Sorry. Oh, that sounds cool. Let's go with that. Okay. So I would say for pedals, for me, especially on the Resurrect album, a lot of the overdrive you hear is a OCD, a full-tone OCD pedal. That's one of my go-tos for overdrive. And that's really the only pedal that I've used for overdrive in the last, you know, several years. I do have a fuzz pedal that I acquired on eBay, a custom seller. Shoot, I wish I remembered his name. He actually, last time I checked, he wasn't making this fuzz pedal anymore. But it's literally just a steel box with nothing on it except volume, tone, and a switch, and he literally wrote it in like marker. So it's kind of like a no-name random pedal that I found on eBay. If I find the seller's name, if you guys listen to like Walked on Water, the solo on Walked on Water in our new album Resurrect, you'll hear that fuzz tone. And if anyone likes it, you want to find that seller, just send me a message, mike@findthefieldmusic.com. I'll get you in touch. I'm not sure if he's making those pedals anymore. Other than that, let's see. The Line 6 delay has been kind of in my rig forever. Not really using it too much anymore, but that was really cool to just add a little bit of echo, a little bit of openness to the tone. And let's see, what else? I mean, the Crybaby Wah, just the classic, you know, $100 Guitar Center, or, you know, online, you know, buy the Crybaby Wah for $100. Yeah, it's... I've bought boutique wahs before. They break easily, and they're expensive, but they do sound absolutely amazing. But yeah, I mean, I want gear that is going to last. Basically, I need gear that can take a beating. Let's see what else. I used to use a TS 808 Tube Screamer 808. Like, obviously, it's a reissue, the Ibanez Tube Screamer. Don't use one anymore. Aside from that, the Octave OC2, that thing has been my jam forever. Actually, it's a funny story. In the same band I used to play in, the lead singer played acoustic guitar. And, of course, he had no use for the Octave pedal, and he didn't know what he had. And he was just like, hey, do you want this? And I was just like, seriously? He's like, yeah, I don't use it. I don't know what to do with it. I was like, yeah, I want that. And so he gave it to me. Thank you. And that's been like part of my rig ever since, until my pedal board got stolen out of my car one year. That sucked. But I did replace it. They don't make them anymore, so it's hard to find. I actually got it from Japan. I found it on eBay, I think, from Japan. And this guy modded it. It has a switch on it that if you flip it, it will sound like crazy, like Nintendo on acid sound, like... almost unusable, you know what I mean? Just like over the top, like craziness. I don't have it hooked up right now, otherwise I'd show you. So those are kind of the mainstay pedals I use. The Micro Vibe by Univox is a good one. I think it's Univox. No, Voodoo Lab, I think. The Micro Vibe is cool. It's got that Jimi Hendrix Leslie speaker sound, or the Robin Trower Bridge of Sighs sound, which, of course, he ripped off from Jimi Hendrix. And then what else? Aside from that, Phaser. I like the little MXR, the little mini MXR Phase, the little orange one. Is that MXR? I think I'm saying that right. And that is it. That's what I've got. For the most part, I would leave my overdrive. When I'm playing with Fire in the Field, the overdrive is usually on. And I'm usually just kind of fluffing the volume knob to roll off, give it some more cleans, or rolling it back on for solos, or all the way up to go, you know, to 11, as they say. And that's kind of the rundown of my my pedal board. Now, yeah, so that's the deal. For pedals, Mr. Meat Nuts, I hope you're listening. So I've got this other thing going here. It's called the FM3. And it's made by Fractal Audio. Today's episode is sponsored by nobody. I'd love to get. Can I get a sponsorship? Hey, Fractal, what's up? I love the FM3. It sounds totally kick ass. And like, you hear it, right? And you're like, it sounds like an amp. This thing is unreal. I've just gone through the presets, and it's completely badass. Thank you, Andrew Blowen, for being like, dude, just go through the presets. You know, I'm stubborn, so I like put off using things that are awesome, because I don't know why. This is preset number 71, Bassman About to Explode. This is literally the exact sound of my Fender Bassman that I used to own. I had a reissue Fender Bassman, a 410 combo amp, which is an old school tube amp, and it's if you ever see like a Johnny Cash show on YouTube, both the guitar player and bass player are playing Fender Bassmans. So it's a bass amp, but I'm playing guitar through it. I don't have that amp anymore, but preset 071 is that sound. Little reverb on it. The Bassman that I had didn't have any reverb. Let me put it to dry. So that's here's the dry sound. So that's the dry Fender Bassman tone. And yeah, this thing's crazy what they can do. These guys are literally engineering tone with code. Like, what is the future? This is unreal. Highly recommend it to any guitar player looking to have a diverse and totally customizable set of amps. It's an amp modeler. I can speak. Yeah, it's an amp modeler, and it's great. And yeah, so you can control this in a sense, like, you know, every time you go to play a gig, the room is different, right? The room sounds different. I always am altering my pedals and kind of like checking stuff out and be like, ah, it doesn't really cut the way it's supposed to cut. So you got to alter stuff. You know, this thing kind of is like, this is your tone. It's going to be your tone. There's an element of control here. So if you run a tight show and you need things to be more exact, going with this thing is going to be huge. Did I earn a sponsorship yet, Fractal? Did I earn it? What do I have to do? Okay, let's check out some other ones. What did I write down? Let's go to 62. Nuclear tone. This has got a little tremolo. It's amazing that it's not an amp. Anyways, I love it. I think it's great. Nuclear tone. tremolo. Cool. Let's look at another preset. Let me dial the knob. Oh, this one's called Herbie. That wasn't it. That wasn't the one I wanted. What was the one? This one's called Ma, the Meatloaf. Ma, the Meatloaf. Get it? That movie. What's that movie? It's in that movie. Will Ferrell says the line, shit. Is it old school? Oh, no. No. It's, I completely forget what film that is. Anyways, that's the 056 Ma the Meatloaf. This is literally plugged into my interface, coming through into my computer, into my headphones. There's no amplifier, nothing. It's just, it's unbelievable. I know probably you guys are listening to this are like, yeah, no shit, dude. And I'm late to the game. I get it. I'm late to the game. I'm stubborn, okay? Did I earn that sponsorship yet? Did I earn a sponsorship? Let's keep going. Let's see. How about, there's another one I wanted to hit. Oh, this one's called Royale with Cheese. Another movie reference. Not all of them have amazing titles. Anyways, this has been the FM3 by Fractal Audio, located right in Plastow, New Hampshire, believe it or not. Unreal, right? My name's Mike. This has been episode 7 of Mike in the Field. And go to fireinthefieldmusic.com. You can find our new album, Resurrect, streaming on all streaming services. Wherever you get it, that's where we are. Deezer. Does anybody use Deezer? Me either. But I really want to meet somebody who uses Deezer, like, really bad. I haven't met anyone yet. Do you guys know anyone that uses Deezer? Send me an email, mike@fireinthefieldmusic.com. We're on Tidal. We're on YouTube. You know the things. You know all those things. All right, cool. That was Royale with Cheese, a little slide. Royale with Cheese. That's what they call it in France. Dipped in fucking fries and mayonnaise, those sick bastards. Who does that? What movie? If you know what movie that's from, you're probably old like me. Peace!